Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبع بإحسان إلى يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٌ صَلَقَ اللَّهُ. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with his many favors and gifts. And for among the things that people would have and they would possess and the condition that they may be in, it can either be of two states. It can be either good, or it can be of a bad nature. It can be those things which are comfortable for a person, with which he is pleased with, or there may be conditions for a person, those conditions which brings about discomfort, and he is uncomfortable with. If it is something which is good, then it can be a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, barakat for him. And at the same time, a good condition may even be like a test for a person. Because sometimes Allah Rabbul Izzah, he may test his servants, he may test people by giving them abundantly. So that by the means that he has given unto them, they will now look towards him and worship him by means of these things. But if they do not consider it as a gift from him, and that they are the real one who acquire these things, then the very gifts that Allah has given unto them, they may go astray. So therefore the good conditions, it may also be as a test from Allah. And sometimes when we look at people, those who may not be Muslim, do you see that they are in affluence, they have a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give to them, but it becomes as a means of deception for them in this world. It becomes like a mirage, in that they would see and they would think that they are acquiring something in return for it. But when it is that they would reach the hereafter, they would see that it is not really there. So the things that we have and the condition that we may exist in can be either good or bad. And if the conditions are of a bad nature, and they may seem to us as a discomfort, an adversity, a trial, these can be because of two reasons. The first of these reasons is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be testing. He may be testing by means of the bad condition that we are in. He may be testing us. He may be putting us to a little trial and a test. Or it may be an actual form of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the bad condition that we may be in can either be a test, or it can be a form of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With respect to tests, this is for the believers. Allah may test the believers because of their iman. Thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Allah asks, do mankind think? Do they consider and think that they will be left alone? أن يقولوا آمنا, that they will say, we believe. We believe in Allah. Do they think that they will be left alone by just saying that we believe? Do we think as believers? Do we think that we will not be tested by just saying, I believe, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah? Allah is questioning and asking that we may think and contemplate. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَيُّتْرَكُوا أَيَّقُولُ آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ? Do mankind think that they will be left alone, that they will have a red carpet treatment in this dunya, in this world, that they say, we believe, وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ? And that they will not be tested? Of course, we will be tested because of our iman. Thus, those people and those from amongst mankind who had the greatest and the most perfect of all iman, and those who are next in line to them, the righteous ones, they were tested even more than what we may be tested with. Thus in hadith, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, he says, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً أَلَنْبِيَاءُ, that the people who are most tested, those people who are most severely tested, they are the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the prophets. أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً أَلَنْبِيَاءُ. We know of Ayyub alayhi salam. So many tests Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed upon him, Job. We know of Zakaria, Yahya, Isa, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Tests one after the next, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested. But at the end of all of the tests, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also increased them in certain statuses. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is telling us that those people who will be most tested are those people who have most iman. Then he says, ثُمَّ الصَّالِحُونَ. Then after the prophets, alayhimu salatu wasalam, then the most righteous from amongst them. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. Then those who are like them, then those who are most, has the most likeness towards them. Meaning, those whose piety were the greatest, Allah will test them. We know that the companions of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so much of tests that they endured. Bilal, Uriyatala'in, Sumayya, the first woman to be martyred in Islam, Khabbab bin Al-Arad, Ammar, all of them were tested extensively by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of tests. And nowadays we still have those who are righteous from amongst us still undergoing tests and trials. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, يُبْتَلَ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى حَسْبِ دِينِهِ, that a person, he will be tested to the extent of his deen. To the extent of his deen. Now we must know that this is not a measuring tape. So to say, that you go and look into the life of everyone and you will see, this person, he is most tested, so therefore he has the most iman. And this person, he is a Muslim, he is coming 5 times a day for salah and doing everything that he has to do, but he is not being tested, so therefore he has less iman. He is not the righteous. It is not the measuring tape, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test people in different means. He may put certain type of calamities upon certain people as a form of test. Another person, he may test him in different means. It might be, you know, physical, external to us, or it can be even within us, you know, with respect to stress and worries. These different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test a person. So therefore we should not use the amount of tests and trials that a person is having as a measuring tape, so to say, to see who is more pious and who is not. Therefore, if we do like this, then you'll be judging, and it is wrong to do this type of judgment. Then he says, فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي دِينِ صَلَابَةٌ زِيدَ لَهُ فِي الْبَلَاءِ, that for those who has firmness in his deen, then the test will be increased for him. What does this show to us? It shows that yes, we will be tested. By means of different things, Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُعِي وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. that certainly will test you with things of fear, with enemies. Animals which will pose a threat to a person, a test. Well, due on things of hunger and famine, etc. And the loss and the decrease of wealth. Person's estate and livestock may be destroyed. A person's home may be destroyed. There'd be loss of wealth in different ways. With thamarat and in fruits. Even within ourselves, well, anfus. The Quran tells us he will test us. That there'll be loss of lives, loss of limbs, sickness. So the test may come in different form. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us. So when something which may appear as a misfortune before us, it comes to us, then for the believers, it may be a form of test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why is this so? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants some goodness for us. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions to us in hadith, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهِ بِي خَيْرًا يُسِبْ مِنْهُ. That whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants some goodness for, يُسِبْ مِنْهُ. He puts some musibat, some difficulty upon that person. But together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also endows him with the gift of sabr and patience. So that by having patience upon that misfortune or that test that is placed upon him, his status is elevated in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Allah says, فَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَرَقُوا وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. In order that Allah may know those from amongst you who are truthful, and that Allah will know those who are liars. In that this ilm and this knowledge will not become apparent to people. You know, sometimes when some difficulty comes, when the Muslim are in chaos, you'll find some people jumping ship. Then we'll know if that person is really truthful, or if that person was a liar when he had claimed, I believe in Allah. So that this ilm will become apparent to all of us. But at the end of it, for all of the tests that may be presented to the believers, and if it is that they will have patience, Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to the patient ones. So we understand that things that may come to us, which may seem as a discomfort, a test, a trial, an adversity, whatever form it may take, for the believers, it may be as a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it may also be as an actual punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes things that may happen, disasters, sometimes a person may incur some actual loss of wealth and lives and family and, you know, whatever is in there in the home, loss, which may pose as a distress for a person. These things might actually be because of punishment that is being placed upon a person. So then in these circumstances, what do we do? How do we act? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Holy Quran, with respect to this, he says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. He says that whatever befalls you with respect to musibat and difficulties, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, it is that which your own hands have done, has brought forth. It is because of your own actions that is now bringing about these musibat and these difficulties. True, it can be a test. But then, on the other hand, we must check our lives and see if it is in conformity to the deen of Allah. If it is in conformity to the deen of Allah, and everything is top of the line, everything is good, there is no problem in what we are doing with respect to the orders and obedience of Allah, then treat it as a test. Treat it as a test. But sometimes, it may just be that because of what we didn't do, or some action that we did which is not supposed to be done, Allah is actually placing some musibat and some difficulty upon us as a form of punishment because of that which we have done. فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Because of that which your hands have brought forth, what you have done. So the two reasons for discomfort, one, as a test for the believers, and secondly, as a form of adab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran again. He says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. That facade, corruption, distress, it comes upon the surface of the earth, في البحر والبحر, in the land and in the sea, It is bima kasabat aydin nas. It is because of that which the hands of man has done. What people have done, it brought about fasad, it brought about azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is it that Allah would present these azab and fasad upon the land so that people will bear these misfortunes and adversities? لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ In order that He will make them taste, in order that He will make them taste part of that which they have done, in order that they may perhaps return from it. Allah may present a punishment to a person because of what he has done. Why? So that a person will now become wary of what is going on. He would recognize, you know, I better change my life. Pull up my socks. Straighten up my lives. And in this way, a person now benefit from that punishment, from that azab, from that misfortune. Have we not seen the punishment that came before? Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought forth all of those punishments? The people of Nuh alayhi salam, preached for them for hundreds of years. But did they hearken to his words, his invitation towards Islam, his invitation towards Allah? Did they take heed to the da'wah of Nuh? No. And because of that, because of what they have done, their kufr and their disbelief, Allah then caused the flood to come and destroy them. It is what they have done. They have causes upon themselves. Have you not seen the people of Ad and Thamud? Allah blessed them with so much of gifts, so much of strength and prowess. But at the end of it, did they show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He brought tests, he brought examples for them to reflect and to return back to Allah. Saleh, the prophets that were sent to them, and different prophets, the camel that was sent. But did they take any advice from these things? Did they change their life? No. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them because of what their hands have done. Pharaoh and his forces, Musa alayhi salam went to him in order to invite him towards his land to stop the transgression that he was doing. Did he take any reprimand from it? No, because of what his hands have done, Allah destroyed him and destroyed his forces. Abu Jahl, Umayyah bin Khalaf, and there are many people you will see in the seerah of Islam. They were destroyed, and in a very embarrassing manner. Namrud was destroyed. He did not hearken to the da'wah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Because of what he has done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him by a small little mosquito. He disgraced him in this world. And they will be even furthermore disgraced in the hereafter. So because of what the hands of people have done, Allah then brought forth misfortunes and distress. My dear respected brothers and sisters, sometimes we as Muslims, so far the examples came with respect to non-Muslims, sometimes Muslims, they will do actions, and as a result, certain calamities and distress will be placed upon them. In a hadith, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا عَمِلَ قَوْمٌ بِالْمَعَاسِ If a people, if a community, they do actions of sinning, they are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حَوَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِمْ Then Allah will change His barakah, He will remove His barakah from them to other than them. And the shahr comes with respect to rain, for instance. The rain, it is a barakat from Allah, a blessing from Allah. Sometimes when a people is committing sins in abundance, Allah may remove that rain from them, and He will send it to another people. Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, فَإِذَا عَصَوْا جَمِيعًا Then when all of them start committing sins and they are in the disobedience of Allah, صَرَفَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ إِلَى الْفَيَافِ وَالْبِحَارِ Then Allah will send His barakah to the open lands, the desert areas, when there is no livestock, when there is no people living, and to the seas, in such that the rain, it will fall sometime in these places, in the seas, such that no one benefits from it. Why? Because of the sins of the people, because of that which they are doing. And we find that many actions of a person, it brings about certain effects, cause and effect. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may just delay the whole thing for the hereafter to be dealt with there. But sometimes even in this world, a person is deprived or is placed upon certain musibat and difficulties. For instance, in the hadith of Bayhaqi, just the main point is mentioned. It is mentioned here that for breaking of promises, Allah causes strife and quarreling amongst people. For breaking of promises, this is one of the effects, that Allah causes strife and disunity amongst people. Again, it is mentioned for shamelessness, for immoral actions. Allah places debt upon people. When there is widespread shamelessness, then a lot of debt will come. People will face a lot of debt. Cause and effect. Actions of the people brings about certain musibat and difficulties upon them. When people abstain from giving of zakah, hadith mentions that Allah will withhold from them the rain. And sometimes even the rain will cause a destruction. Too much of rain brings about flood, destroy what they have. Sometimes the hadith mentions about short measure on the scale, cheating people in trade. Allah will bring about continuous famine upon a person, upon people. It also mentioned that when there is lack of justice, that murder, bloodshed, and fight will be in abundance. When there is a lack of justice. So what all of this shows? That the actions of the people, it brings about certain ailments and distress upon them. In hadith of Tirmizi, it is mentioned that when there is abundance of lying, or when a person lies, the angels of mercy, they withdraw themselves 1 mile away. Withdraw themselves, so that person, he is deprived of mercy when a person lies. And when the angels of mercy is not present, then those angels who would punish, they will be more present to that person. In Bukhari, it is mentioned that when a person is double-faced or double-mouthed, or he is two-faced, in other words, he's saying something nice to you, and as soon as he turns his face from you, he's saying something bad against you, and he is causing, you know, fitna amongst people. For this action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about the most disgraceful punishment for that person in the Qiyamah. Also, in the hadith of Bayhaqi, for listening to music and aiding towards music, it brings about nifaq and hypocrisy upon a person. So sometimes a person might involve in action, and slowly, he feels that the valley of deen is coming out of his heart. And slowly, he starts living out his amals of deen and his actions of deen, such that he stops praying, and then starts to involve in it more fully. And then, to the extent that even, he may even leave Islam. Because of what? Engaging in action like this. Music. The action is done, and the effect of it is that it brings about nifaq and hypocrisy on a person. Non-performance of salah, it brings about fahisha and immodesty in a person's life. Person not performing salat, you'll find that he wants to look at porn movies. He wants to look at the opposite sex. He wants to utter statements which are immodest and immoral. So the action of not performing salat, or it would bring about fahisha. It would make his daily life difficult for him. Allah, by means of our performance of salah 5 times a day, our daily life is made easy for us. But the lack of it, it makes it difficult. So the action of a person, the effect of it, it is what? Bima kasabat aydinnas. It is what the hands of the people have brought forth. Also oppression, and whether it be done to a Muslim or non-Muslim, and that person makes dua for a person, then that dua is accepted. Oppression. You should be aware of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he says. Iyakum wa da'awat al-madhlum. Beware of the duas and the supplication of the transgressed one. Walau zimmiyan, even though that person may be a non-Muslim. So don't think that you're going to transgress someone unjustly. You know, you're transgressing him, whatever action it may be, and think that that person, now with all of his grief, he makes some bad for a person, may you be destroyed, may your family be destroyed, may all your wealth be lost. Beware. Our action brings about the effect of such things. In hadith of Muslim and Abu Dawood, it is mentioned about keeping the trousers beneath the ankle. it is mentioned, the grave warning that Allah will not even look at that person with rahmah. And that part beneath the ankle may burn in the fire of Jahannam. What? The action brings about an effect. It is mentioned about jealousy. And we can list so many things, one after the other, that what we do, it causes certain things upon us. That it consumed, jealousy consumed all of the good deeds that a person would do. So therefore, a person will do actions in his life, but he finds that his life is deprived of barakah and mercy. Pityas and displaying of pityas in the home, and having dogs running all around in the home and so on. What is mentioned, that the angels of mercy doesn't visit those homes. So therefore, you will find distress and problems. And, you know, as I said, there are so many things. Just one thing again that is mentioned here, and that is for not giving of dawah. Those who leave off amal bil ma'ruf wa nahyan al munkar, they are deprived of the benefit of wahi. What is the benefit of wahi? Wahi, revelation of the Quran. They are deprived of the benefit of Quran. So therefore, our lives, we go about, we see wrong things happening. We have the ability to correct. We have the ability to tell someone to do something which is good, but we do not do so. And what is the effect of it? We are deprived of the benefit of Islam. The importance of Islam comes out from our heart. And we go about life thinking that Islam is insignificant. There is no value of deen. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, we, at the end of it, in whatever condition we may want to consider it, there is the need of tazkiyah of ourselves. Reflection and doing of good actions. Whether we would want to consider that things that happen to us are actual tests from Allah, well then we need to turn to Allah and be firm in our conviction and our iman to Allah. And if it is an azab, then definitely so. We need to turn away from that, do tawbah, and again turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability that we will turn towards Him, and that He would increase us in ability to be a patient and to reflect upon our action, that He make us from amongst the people of Jannatul Firdaus. Jazakallahu khairan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.